It's the afternoon jam. We spoke earlier about the event that is taking place tomorrow, 3102 on Glade Street. Big Rob, we got the big boss on the phone line.
Big boss, Dr. Nicole Bradford.
Dr. Nicole Bradford's on the line. The queen boss.
Oh, my goodness. I like that. I should put that on my shirt.
There you go. How you feeling, Doc? How you feeling?
You know what? I am feeling a range of emotions. I will tell you, the highest emotion that I have is just enthusiasm. I'm so happy about what's taking place. And it's not just because of what people will see when they look in, but it's because of the service that we will be providing this community that is in so much need. And I'm just ready to get started.
Wow.
You know, I'm ready to get started and doing my part. So I got a range of emotions. I'm enthusiastic. I'm exhausted. I'm happy. It's a lot. But I think this is appropriate for where we are.
Wow.
Now, y'all, you doing all this stuff over there. Botox, foot detoxes, IV hydrations. Not only that, but we were trying to figure out, what is a dermal fillers? What is that?
Okay, so if you like, take your finger and put it like between your nose and your cheek. And as we age, the depth of that area is deeper. And so we can use cosmetic material to kind of lighten up that area, so that wrinkle, that deepness, that depth in that area is a little lighter, and it actually makes you look a lot younger.
I need about four of those. All at once.
Oh yeah, especially when I travel. I need those when I travel. They're gonna make tricking a lot easier for me.
A whole lot easier.
Yes, yes. We got to get you socked up.
Wow, that is so cool. So how long did that stuff last?
So the Botox actually is like it's a muscle paralyzer. So it's the muscles in our skin that make us have wrinkles, and so those muscles, we paralyze those muscles, and they paralyze for 3 months at least at first. But the more people get them, the more people get them, the longer that it lasts. Oh. A dermal filler is gonna last you 3 to 6 months.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we look for people to come in like every 3 to 6 months to get enhancements.
Is anybody gonna be there tomorrow to do the dermal filler?
He want the ribbon cutting special.
Yeah. Me and PA leaving the country soon, and we got tricking on our minds. So
I'll be there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to make sure I get mine right at the last minute. So last the whole trip for me. I don't need my face caving in while I'm out of the country now, Nicole.
No, you don't. I'm going to make sure your face does not cave in. You're going to be looking like PA from around the way.
When I met you, you looked like you was in your 30s. You get on your plane like a senior citizen. Wow, so Doc, you got a lot going on there.
And not only that, you're going to do general medicine, correct? Can you explain that too?
So it's the exact same thing you would get if you walked into any other primary care office. We see pediatrics to geriatrics. So babies to very, very old people. You know, we there's no problem that we don't see, you know. And that's a part of a primary care provider that a lot of people, I don't think, really appreciate.
We lost you there for a second. We lost you for a second.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I got you. We really have to quarterback the care that people get. So like, say for instance, you come in and you need cardiology or you need surgery for something. It's like, it's the primary care provider that's making sure you get everything that you need. And so I always explain to people that when you're in primary care, your first day is the first day you start. Your last day is the day you quit or the day you retire. Because people never stop needing you. And so it's like, if someone's leaving the office, like, oh, I'm done early every day, I always say, you probably not getting the care you need. I don't mean that to be in a negative way, but it's just an observant thing that I have seen over my years of practice. But that's primary care. We're going to do every single thing that every single doctor at every single facility or every single healthcare network that you have, that you've experienced, every single doctor, every single physician assistant, every single nurse practitioner, we do all of those things.
Wow. No.
And then add those boutique services on top.
You're joining a small group of people who can say that they are starting a health facility in the same zip code where they were raised at. How do that make you feel?
Oh my goodness. It makes me feel like when my mother told me, before she passed away, you know, I was on my way to move to Georgia or Detroit. Cause see, I was going with those, you know, where they were snapping at back in the 90s.
Right. Yeah, it's easy.
And, you know, yeah. And so on her deathbed, my mom told me to stay here and help your sister raise these kids. I was like, what? Like, what? You just took my whole life plan away from me. But that's what she told me before she passed away, and that was the last thing that she ever told me. And so, being at this point right now lets me know that my mother knew well in advance where I would be. And so I'm so humbled by the experience, because I would not have done this had it not been for the influence of so many other people that don't know anything about what it takes to get here.
Exactly.
They just know that they need somebody to do this particular thing for them. And they looked at me to be that person to do it and to push me to do it. People were pushing me who were janitors, who were teachers, who were, you know, had nothing to do with medicine, but they say but they saw something in me. And so to be able to come right back here to Muskegon, you know, Muskegon Heights. Let's put the Heights on there. We have to do this in the Heights.
Yes, right.
You know, Muskegon Heights. To put that on there, you know, it's like my mom, my daddy, so many people saw me here. But I didn't at first. I will tell you that. I didn't. But eventually, the vision came. And like the Bible said, if you don't got no vision, you know, the vision came. And oh my goodness, I was like, I cannot go another direction. It's like, I couldn't. It's like, this is my path right here. And it was not. Big Rob, you know it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But I know, even with all that we went through to get here, I am on the right path. And to be in the office where Dr. Garrison was, you know, when Dr. Smith was practicing, we used to negotiate me getting shots in the leg or in the buttocks, you know, all the time. It's like, I would love for him. I walk up here at the school and you just give it to my leg. My mom's like, no, get it right now. You know, so to be doing this right now in the community where they set a standard here a long time ago about healthcare for the African American population. They set a standard a long time ago. And so I'm gonna try to live up to that standard. Not just live up to it, but I wanna raise the standard, because we know a lot more. We know better. We can do better. But as far as that compassion, I care about the Muskegon Heights area standard. They said that a long time ago.
There you go.
And I got two last questions for you. One is, how long you been practicing medicine? And the second one, I want you to tell people, how does it feel to be in a building that a little black boy from Baker Street owns? And you being a little black girl from the projects, me and you had this conversation, but I want you to tell Ms. Keegan.
Snap, snap. I, you know what? Oh my goodness. My heart is like so warm. You know, I didn't even know. I've had this conversation with Paul. I said, you know, back in the early 2000s, I said, nobody saw what you saw. I didn't see it. Paul had a radio station. He was doing all kinds of stuff. I didn't see what he saw. But Paul had long range. I didn't see it. So Paul and I just happened to be texting. And he was like, I told him, I was like, you know, I left my previous job. And I'm going off, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. He said, what? He's like, come and look at my building. I'm like, yo, building? And when I walked, I'm telling you, Paul said, just meet me up here. Just come up here. He came up there with the keys. He walked me through that building. He was like, as soon as I walked through that door, I said, this is mine. All we did was walk. I said, this is mine. And then, not to mention the fact that Paul is a Billings. You know what I mean? Paul is from the same area as me. He is from the same, he had the same opportunities as me, which were nil. You know,
right.
We had, it took a lot to get to where we are. And for me, growing up at 2524 Jarman Street, Apartment C, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we walked to Baker Street for whatever.
Right.
For me to be in his building, man, that is amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's,
you know,
and it's more amazing for us to have you there. That was other people that wanted to get there. But, you know, after I seen what really attracted me, Nicole, is how you took a stand for your loved one, that when your family, yeah, you put morals on the line above financial gain, because you could have been quiet. And we don't have to get into it, but that attracted me. It's like, you know, we need to help this sister, because I've been there. I got crucified at the prison when I was a correction officer. I got crucified for different things, but I took the high road. You know, did what was the morally right thing to do. With Martin Luther King talking about the moral principle, the moral right. You did a moral right thing to protect your loved one who was laying in the hospital, not getting the right treatment. And like, we got to help this sister.
Yeah.
You know, so it was more principle driven.
I'm so glad I was there.
And God has blessed us. So, you know, we're going to continue to be blessed. You know what I mean? We're going to continue to collect our blessings. I know we got to go. I know we got to go. We'll be there tomorrow. I'm going to do my Facebook Live for my first Facebook Live of the year. So y'all be ready.
Be ready. I'm so happy you're going to be there. I think, you know, we need to link up arm in arm. You know what I mean? You got to be there on the side of me when I cut that ribbon. You know, and it's not going to be one ribbon. It's going to be a bunch of ribbons that are connected together, because it took a connection to get here.
That's right. Exactly. God bless you, sister. We see you tomorrow, okay?
God bless you. Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.